If we decide this committee that this proposal of longer distance stuff is desirable, then it's out of our hands and then we'll go to the House and accept the report if you first. Then Mr. Stock would get the go ahead from the speaker to go and draw up the scroll, and then that will be tabled in the House. Justice for all the planning that we've done there. So we are just facilitating the go ahead from a private member's perspective.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that explanation, and I understand the nature of the process, but just want to observe for a few minutes how that goes on board.
Yeah. No. You're most welcome. Okay, well, seeing that we're on that topic, we've got four items today that we have to deal with. The one is the one of proposal of Mr. Spies, which deals with the Employment Equity Act. Also, the Labor Relations Act of Mr. Lowe. And then the one that we've been talking about of Mr. Self. And then the one, this protection of constitutional democracy against terrorist and related activity, which mainly deals with the whole aspect of cable theft, and brass, and copper, and non-ferrous metals. Apologies. Before you go any further, did we receive any apologies?
Yeah. Mr. Makwanishe, Mr. Makwanishe, Mr. Becker, and Mrs. Mas, who were the Congress of their party, in Parliament. No? And Ms. Mento is on studies.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Ms. Moss.
Ms. Moss and Ms. Becker.
Oh, yeah. And the lady from the minority fund?
Ms. Rashbali. I don't know if she's still coming. She did not communicate.
Well, maybe she's involved also
in the World Parliament, yeah.
Okay, well, we've dealt with that. Then, okay, I think, colleagues, because... first of all, we don't have a quorum, so we can't really take big decisions. I think what we maybe should just tie up today, and then we can be out of here before 1 o'clock, is just the route forward. I think we need to, when we have our next meeting, make 100% sure that we have a quorum here. And that parties, all parties, including the ANC, that we have done our homework on all the proposals that will be on the agenda. I think these are the only four that we still have to. There's nothing else.
There's another one.
Which one?
Patricia Tilly. Competition Act.
Okay. All right. Well, that one we'll deal later with. So that we come, that we can actually kill, not kill it, but I mean process it. Either it's yes or no. And then, but I think in the meantime, if I can make a proposal, and I'd like to hear the comment from the other members, is the Department of Justice, who was there at the briefing 2 weeks ago, said that they're working on a similar bill. Now, I know there's not a lot of bill that's going to go through before the next election, but I mean, we will have days. If we can just maybe get an indication from them if this bill has been drafted and how long will it take for us either to go forward with a proposal like this or either get a time frame from Justice. And Mr. Self also said in the meeting that that he is quite prepared to keep this back, waiting to see if the other one is coming up speedily or not. So can you communicate then to the department to find out when this is coming? Is there any other proposals on this one of Mr. Self?
Well, Chair, I mean, it's open for discussion, putting to the agenda, but there's no use discussing it. Thank you,
this thing about quorum is extremely difficult, and we don't have much time left for this particular part.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're going to remove and finalise these matters, we are going to have to do so very, very soon.
Yeah.
I want to suggest maybe that the Secretary of the Committee phones the parties and confirms the membership of this committee, so that when we do communicate with people about the meeting, we're communicating with the right people.
Mm.
In our own party, you just pointed out that one of our members has been made a mayor.
Mm.
So we will need to establish who that replacement is.
Yeah.
So we can do that, I think, so that we can ensure that we have
the
quorum. And also look at the calendar of Parliament to see when are the busy days, where most members can be expected to be in Parliament. Of course, today is one of them.
Well,
today is one of them. If one can perhaps do that,
okay,
there might be a better chance of a forum.
Yeah. No, I agree, really. Our next meeting, it must be soon, but we must have a full members here that we can really deal with the matters at hand. Yeah. And that basically deals with all the bills in front of us. Yeah, same discussion on all of them. So, is there anything else from the members? Is there anything from Mr. Brown that you...
No, I just thank you again. I was just interested in the progression and the sense of timing between this private members bill and the possible draft bill from the Department of
Justice. Yeah. I think what maybe assists you is if the committee agrees to that, it shouldn't be a problem because it's all public documents. That maybe you give Mr. Brown a copy of some of the information on the proposed bill, if you don't have it already.
That would be more
useful. Yeah. You can give Mr. Brown something and he's got it as well. Colleagues, then I don't think I need to take any more of your time, unless there's something pressing. Okay, so the decision we've taken is we have our meeting very, very soon. But we must really get everybody there, get all the parties to give their names and get those people there. Otherwise, we don't have a meeting, and then we need to complete it. Yes, Mr. Atulichwat?
Sure, Kamari, I know you're inside, but we're trying to task you with something. Can I give us a last resort request that in your position as the interim chairperson now for quite a sizable time, that you can try and approach and get some answers
on the calendar petition. I think that's a new I agree with you. May I just ask you, Disang, remember this discussion we had many times, and then we had it when the real chairperson was here, Ms. Minko, and there was a decision of this committee that either she will write or communicate. Do you know if any correspondence went out to the speaker about
this? Yeah, I think also on record it was put by Advocate Ajikare that the speaker has received two communication directly from Kellerman.
Mm.
Yeah, and then they are dealing with them. And then the chairperson also noted that she has spoken to the speaker, but now it's in the hands of the speaker to add what experience is going to deal with it. Yeah.
There's also supposed to come some document from the Department of Treasury on this.
Okay, and then...
That's what the petition is told me. So
Yeah.
And then also the president also called the committee section regarding the petition. We've given them the copy of that letter and the petition itself. So I think treasury was also working on it at some point. I think it was last month. That's after she has arrested the committee. That's when treasury called the committee section.
Okay.
And then we gave them the full document.
Can I also ask the secretary maybe just to, I went on the committee at that time, which happened in 2006, if you can just maybe the report of the committee on the petition.
On the petition.
And the date was tabled in Parliament, just those details.
Yes.
And forward that to me.
Yeah. Let me have a copy of it as well. I think it's good to just fresh our memory on it. Okay, so so that's it then. Thank you very, very much. Yeah, there's a lot of food, and thank you once again for coming. We're quite honored with you. Thank you very much. Here is my. There you go.
Yeah, it's fine.
Hey! Oh, wait, that's the member that left.
Okay.
There you are. Well, we do this in fact, my new one.
Thank you.
No, I'm interested in it.